Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1512. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas, Moshe Doiv, Ben Ravarn, Zisa, Lili Nishmas, Blima Basra Moshe, and the Rafu Shalema, Harav Raful, Yeshua Ben Brindle. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so an interesting thing I just wanted to talk about a minute. We spoke about last time from the Shain Halachas, quoting the Mishabura, actually, the Mishabura, that talks about, in reference to a mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah, in other words, we're talking about the halachas of what one could talk about on Shabbos, what one can. So we said, plain and simple, if something you cannot do on Shabbos, you cannot say you will be doing it on during the week, Sunday, Monday, whatever the case is, right? To say, whatever the case is, person says, I'll drive tonight, you can't say that. Person says, I'm going to go, count my money tomorrow, can't say that. Even whether it's a deraisa or the rabbanon, it doesn't make a difference. If it's something that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos, one cannot say that they will go and do it during the week. Not to say, like we said, the Davar Shema B'Kach, to talk about items which already took place, right? This event took place, or that took place, so that is all okay. But just not to say you're going to do. But we spoke about, in reference to a mitzvah, when it comes in reference to a mitzvah, we said also one should not say, let's say the classic case that's brought down in by the Mishnah Berurah, writing a Sefer Torah. A person says, tomorrow I'm going to start writing a Sefer Torah, right? It's a mitzvah, beautiful, but you can't say that, even though it's a mitzvah. But, the Mishnah Berurah spoke about, if it's a zrizus, if it's going to give a person feels that they might be a little bit lax, right, a little bit, I'll write it, I don't know, I'm not in the mood, whatever. But if they talk about it, sometimes the person talks about these type of things, a mitzvah, and it gets them going, it gets them up, and they get the koiches and energy, right, and the zest, as they call it, the zest to do it. So then we said it would be okay. So I just want to explain from the Sefer Klalim, he brings it down very nicely, just because, good, I'm not allowed to say tomorrow I'm going to write a Sefer Torah. Let's read it inside. He says like this, to mention, I'm going to do a mitzvah tomorrow, if it's something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, like write a Sefer Torah. I can't write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, right? So then you can say you're going to do it tomorrow. But he says, if there's no tzorech hayom, there's no tzorech, that's how the Mishnah brings it, Moshe Berurah brings it down, that there's no tzorech for today. In other words, for Shabbos, Yesh Oisrim, he says, Loima b'Shabbos, Mocher Echtav. And we said it was a machlokes, but Lamai said, we stay away from it. Mocher Echtav, tomorrow I'm going to write, say, for Torah, write, Afal Pishahu Mitzvah, even though it is a mitzvah, She'ein, Kesha'ein B'Dibur, it's Tzorech HaYoyim Laskirah, because today there's no real need for it, therefore I can't say it. Oh, so he explains the Sefer Klalim, but the Tzorech Mitzvah, let's say it's a Tzorech Mitzvah, Kesheyesh Boi Tzorech HaYoyim, and there's a Tzorech for today. So then it's Mutter, again, in conjunction with the Mishnah Berurah and so on. So how does that change anything? What's the Tzorech for today? The fact that, where's the Tzorech, right? I'm writing the Sefer Torah tomorrow. So he says, Avo Mutter Loimer, Kein Kesheyesh Bamirasi Ziriz, right? I'm going to get like a zest, it'll get me going to do it. Tomorrow, if I talk about writing the Sefer Torah today, I'm going to get, a ruchniyistika uplifting and these type of things. Shekevan sheyesh teyelis. So here's the punchline. Since there is a teyelis, since there's some sort of a, I'm getting something out of it on Shabbos also. Good, I'm not writing, but the fact that I just talk about it, it gets me going, right, for a mitzvah. Shekevan sheyesh teyelis bediburei hayom. Since there's some sort, I'm getting something out of this actual talking by getting this rizis, by getting the ruchniyistika uplifting, right, and I get the zest to be able to do it. So I'm having some sort of teyelis today on Shabbos. So now it comes out that your talking is really for a tzarech mitzvah, sort of for today. So he says like this further, doesn't say for klalim. Chazal would not gozer on v'dabadavah from what you're not allowed to talk about. Sheyesh by tzarech mitzvah. Chazal weren't really gozer on a mitzvah per se, if it has something to do with today, right? But now the fact that I get a is rizus out of it from talking about it today on Shabbos, also it becomes like it's there's some sort of tzarich on Shabbos, and it's a mitzvah, like mimsei chefsecha. That's what he says. Shal haposik mimsei chefsecha v'dabedavar darshinin chafetzecha is asurim bayu chafetzim. No, but chefse shemayim is mutarin if it's again for hayom for today. Of course, you can't start writing the sefer Torah. That's not allowed. That's one of the lamtes malachas kasiva kaisev writing. But just the talking part, right? If we could show that it's some sort of a chafetzecha chefse shemayim, and so what is chefse shemayim? Meaning, if there's some sort of a tzarich, some sort of a need for today, so then it would be allowed. So that's what he says. So that actual talking, that actual getting you going, if it's in case, that's in case the way it is, that if I talk about what the mitzvah I'm going to be doing tomorrow, right, even though I'm not allowed to do it today, and it's going to get me going, so to say, so then there's a tzarich today. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that l'kuli yama, that would be okay. So then he says, there are those who ask that also brings on Shulchan Aruch, but Lamaisa Mishmur said that Lamaisa, that is definitely the way to go. Right. That for tzarech mitzvah, when there's a tzarech for today, lahaske pu'ula asura, that would be okay. So it's a very interesting way to look at it, that it comes out really that there is some sort of a need for today on Shabbos by me talking about this mitzvah, even though I can't do it today, and even though really technically I'm not really supposed to be talking about it today, to say that tomorrow I'm going to write the Sefer Torah because it's not something I'm allowed to do today, but since I have something out of it and it becomes from chafetzecha, right, is assumed, it becomes chafse shemayim, the talking part, so the talking part, not the writing part, obviously, so therefore there is a tzairach and one will be allowed to say it, so says the Mishnah Berurah. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha. Bracha Kol Tov.